oh, fuck you for liking Sean Penn. It's like, I didn't say I like Sean Penn. I like what he did on TV, which was rip a fucking butt with no ashtray, which no one does anymore.
Right.
And welcome back to the Skimbo Lounge. I'm Engineer Tanner, and I suck titties as per usual.
Engineer Tanner, I thought you got your balls caught in a vacuum cleaner again.
It was actually a meat mincer, but I saved the left one. The right one's just, oh, fuck, I made a meatball out of it.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
That's industrious.
Marinara.
Oh, so. Yeah. Dunk it right in, get a taste of home.
Yes.
Well, I'm Alex, and I actually didn't come up with secure a sponsor for this week, so I'd say this episode is sponsored by Engineer Tanner's left nut.
My only good one left. I'll give it to you for that titty.
That's a fair trade. One nut for one titty?
Yeah, that's a bold move, Tanner. One nut for a titty. I don't know if I'd take that. You get rid of that last remaining testicle and you can't have kids anymore. Well, who the fuck cares? I'm Tanner.
Oh, Tanner. You're incorrigible.
What if they ask for it well done? You tell them no and then ask them politely to leave.
It's a quote from King of the Hill.
That's my opening. I
saw it and I said, I can't believe Hank Hill just said that. That fucking show. It's
such a good quote.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
Kicks him in the ball. That show does not get even an iota of the credit that it deserves for how good it is. People sleep on it. They never bring it up with like South Park and The Simpsons
We were watching it one Thanksgiving. They were playing. It was either Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they were having just a King of the Hill marathon. And I'm all for it because there's nothing on fucking TV. There's absolutely nothing on TV. And after a little while of this, of course, all the men in the room are fine and happy with it. All the women, this show is stupid. Can we please stop watching this?
Fucking
what would you like to watch? A Christmas movie? Because that's on for 24 hours again. Thank you, Holidays, for ruining that fucking movie. And,
Wait, what movie?
Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
Sorry, what did I say?
Christmas a Christmas Holiday. Movie. I was like, can you be more specific?
Yeah. Sorry, Christmas Story. Or it was some bullshit on Thanksgiving. I was just like, this should be illegal.
Dude.
Thank you, women.
I used to be one of those people that was like, oh, it's December 25th. Shouldn't we watch Love Actually as a family? And then I'm like, you do it every fucking year. You know exactly what's coming. You're literally just doing it to say that you did it. Like every British actor ever.
Okay. What's the Christmas movie where it's Tim Allen and they are going to skip Christmas and go on a cruise? And then their daughter decides to come home and, who was the Blues Brothers? Who was the Blues Brothers?
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd is the neighbor, and he keep all everyone in town's like, "Come on, aren't you gonna put Frosty up on the roof?" And he's like, "We're not doing Christmas this year."
What the fuck movie is that? Is it Christmas with the Cranks? Was it like Tim Allen and like Jamie Lee Curtis or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had never seen it until like. Last year.
I still haven't seen it. I don't like Christmas movies.
Yeah, my parents and sister love it. So we're watching it, and it's actually not like a terrible movie. Like, it's got some funny stuff. You got Dan Aykroyd, you got Tim Allen. So
yeah.
It's bound to have some decent shit. But yeah, it's a classic, like, oh my, look, I'm a parent. I love this movie.
Yeah, of course. We can all enjoy this. Together.
Oh no, our daughter's coming home. Cancel the trip.
Which at that point, I'd be like, listen, you're a fucking adult.
You're an adult woman.
Why don't you go get yourself some new titties and a boyfriend?
Yeah, she was bringing the boyfriend home.
Oh, well, there you go. You guys go fuck off, do your own thing.
Yeah,
Jesus. And we're gonna go bang on a boat.
She's trying to have a boat cruise.
Yeah, we're trying to get some boat drinks.
Boat drinks.
Send her a boat drink.
Fucking you're right. On the poop deck. She's over at the whirlpool. send each other a boat drink.
Woo! I booted into a dolphin's blowhole.
Still one of my favorite things ever.
Miss Mary Lou, will you marry me?
Jesse, no, the answer's no.
It's a little throwback to some commercials.
I miss doing those.
We gotta get commercials back.
Like, I gotta, we gotta.
We need tweets.
Yeah.
We need some tweets. Anyone tweet us. Yes, just tweet a yes or a no for commercials. And my God, we'll just do one simple commercial per episode. Not 3 to 4 monstrosities. Right.
Yeah, like, we'll dedicate ourselves to, like, one good one, I understand.
And if we don't, then we won't do the 6 minute, I won't do the 7 minute improvising that never ends.
They were so fucking funny, though.
Some of them were good, some of them were just terrible.
Some of them were an absolute train wreck, but I never understood what people didn't get about some of them, like, what was so hard to follow. We need to start, like, a focus group.
I feel like the people we talked to just didn't want to pay attention to the jokes.
Probably.
Because Mosquito's Tortilla Chips was one of the greatest alien snack food products, whatever.
I put a lot of thought into that one.
I loved it. Once the X-Files music hit, I was like, I'm all in on this. I was already all in with the football talk. Hey, you hey there, football guys. I'm talking to you. You need a chip that can stand up to that sauce. And meanwhile, you can hear the background music Tanner had like football noise tackles going.
Every time they ran into each other.
Oh, man.
You know it's a good podcast when we spend the time talking about old podcasts.
Yeah. Well, we went up to Burlington this weekend for... Yep. Talking Heads tribute band, and would start making sense from Pennsylvania, and they murdered it as usual.
As usual.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get Sean Martin here so that we could talk about it. People. There was a man in this concert who wore his jacket the entire time, and it
was hot in there. And he was a large gentleman.
Yeah.
He was a fat man.
Very large gentleman. His girlfriend kept coming and going, and the last time she left, she looked fucking angry. Very angry. And he just stood there, not dancing anymore, for a good, like, 10-15 minutes, and then left. And as he was walking through our group, me and Sean very loudly went, "Oh!" And Tanner goes, "You guys just publicly shamed the shit out of that man." I'd never been part of a large public shaming like this.
No. I would say it's a small public shaming.
I think the last times I did it, it was me starting the public shaming. But this was Sean.
We got our cutter!
I didn't know this. I didn't know going, ooh! I didn't know that was public shaming. But he knew. He knew.
He fucking knew, because he kept coming up to everybody within the, like, a 2-foot radius. He's like, I'm wearing my coat indoors! It's very hot!
See, that dude was 100% all in on coat check being open, and, yeah. And it was not.
So but then he was at a disadvantage, too, because he had too big of a gut. He couldn't tie it around the waist.
Oh, yeah, he was out of options.
He had no option but to hold it or wear it.
Yeah, I was noticing a lot of things at this concert, such as people on my right kept looking way over to the left, and I was like, why? And it's a mom. It's very much a couple moms. Yep. And now I'm hard at thought, and I'm like, why is this mom so concerned? I'm looking to my left, I'm like, okay, these women look like they're 16, maybe 17. I can't imagine 17-year-old girls are being chaperoned. So they might have been fucking like 15. They can't drive. Because they left early. It got to like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And they're like, okay, it's time to go. And I was like, so our group's right in between the chaperones and their kids. I'm fucked up. Not on booze. Other people are drinking. And for a minute, I was watching that concert. And I was like, oh, they're playing outside. We're inside. Jesus Christ. It felt like they were outside for a minute in the way that the back was all black and shit.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like night. I was like, it was crazy. And then, what else? One other thing happened with the people there. oh my god. Once the chaperones left to our right, a little bit older group of adults started going ham on the dance floor. Just dancing it up like they used to back when they were on drugs.
Dirty dancing.
At the actual Talking Heads concert.
Yeah, dirty dancing, dirty. Dude.
We're talking about some dirty hippies from back in the day getting down to their music now.
Found themselves a city to live in.
Hey, I'm all for it. They were having a fucking blast.
Sure, oh yeah.
If you want to draw attention away from me or anyone else, that's fine. But yeah, saw one person get kicked out for the underage drinking.
Almost immediately. I remember that.
We're like 3 minutes in, people, and this person's arm just gets grabbed and go. You saw him go, I'm sorry. And he just goes, you're out of here.
Fucking wild. Yeah, I noticed the chaperone situation almost immediately. Because at one point, I ended up like in the sea of humanity behind those girls.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to dance, and every now and then, like, your hand grazes someone. And, like, normally I don't think too much of it. I'm like, oh, it's the hazards of dancing. And then I'm just like, oh, I just grazed a butt. Oh my god, this person's 14! And then you, like, look for the chaperone and, like, wait for her to get mace out of her purse.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was tense.
That's how it normally goes. One person, Tanner always attracts the people. Dude came over. Someone was like, oh my god, he's like, you know him? And one of our friends said that to Tanner, like, oh, you know that guy? And Tanner's like, I have no fucking idea who that was. And I said, I just told him, I said, I told you Tanner attracts the weirdos. This guy comes over. He gets real handsy with Tanner's shoulder area and says something like, excuse me, just trying to come through, blue. And basically grabbed Tanner's neck, like,
yeah,
non-violently, but...
like, planning a tracking device on him, like...
I was, like, I didn't know what was happening, and all I know is someone grabs my neck like that that I don't know, we're gonna have some fucking issues.
Yeah.
And then I saw him an hour later, 4 feet to our left, getting real handsy with someone else who's like... it just kept saying, I think he said, like, the name of the song twice to him. He's like, yeah, blood, like, in the city. He wasn't in the city, though. He's just saying weird shit.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like this man.
No, I noticed him, too. He got a fucking handful of Tanner's traps, just like.
Oh, yeah.
Got like, right in there.
That's why the person with us was like, do you know him?
Yeah.
Because he was very, he touched Tanner like they were best friends.
That always happens to Tanner. It happened in Brooklyn. We went to see NXT TakeOver.
It doesn't matter what show we're at. Tanner is a fucking magnet for harassment.
It's that open face.
I don't know what it is. He gets that, and then I get the people who decide to take the space that I've developed around me, and they just stand in front of me, and then that's when I look at Tanner, and I stop moving, and I go, I'm not dancing anymore. And if this guy decides to start jamming his ass into my dick... and then has a problem with me, I'm gonna fucking drop him. I'm just gonna fucking punch someone. Excuse me, can you back up? No, can you get your ass off of my dick?
Has anyone ever asked you to do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but they stand, I have my spot, they come up, they get their girl in front of them, and then they start grinding, and then they inevitably just invade, like, just... blatantly invade my space, and that's when I just stop moving. And then if they have a problem, then I'll be like, yes, there is a problem. It's definitely not me, asshole.
And now we're going to take care of it. I had the same thing that same night where there was this, like, 4'8" little fairy woman. Like, she was so teeny tiny. She was, like, head level with my elbow and decided to just crowd my left side.
Was she the one with the shroom shirt?
I didn't get a good look at what she was wearing. Because I knew if I looked at her too much, she'd realize I was, like, trying to take her out with the spinning elbow. Because she was just crowding my shit. And my natural reaction my whole life has been, you're really big. You should make space for the smaller people in the world and make yourself as compact as possible. And then I realized that flies in the face of basic fucking biology, which is, I am an enormous human being with a crazy wingspan. You should get the fuck out of my way when I decide to start moving.
Yeah.
So I just started grooving and I started throwing elbows and she did not get the message.
At the very end, there was like one of the older women there. She got in between us. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And like she was on my right side right before that and like kept bumping into me a little bit and she like... puts her arm on my shoulder, like, I look over at her, and she's like, I'm sorry, I can't help it. And I don't know if she's saying, you never know with these, the older women. You don't know what route they're going. I just don't partake in any of it. I answer polite, whatever. And so she goes, oh, sorry, I can't help it. Now, I can't tell if she's saying, I can't help it. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but beep, beep. I don't know if she's hitting on me.
No, I get it,
man. I have
man.
No fucking idea if she's hitting me. Because after she said that, it still kept happening. It's like, you can consciously try not to. There's plenty of space. And then, but, she also couldn't tell, though, if she was just dancing.
Right.
Like, and then she got in between us. I was like, where is she going? What is happening? She's just exploring the space for the last 10 minutes of the concert. It was only the last 10 minutes.
It's wild, dude. Those situations like that. And then sometimes it's very clear what's going on. So, like, when we went to Medela on St. Patrick's Day last year, this girl was so wasted drunk. My first thought was, this bitch is trying to steal my wallet out of my back pocket. And then I deduced that my wallet was in my front pocket on the other side. So she was just sticking her hands into the ass pocket of my jeans for no other reason than she was drunk.
You gotta do something.
Well,
no. We respect all women.
I respect all women.
All women. Okay, not all women. So, I don't respect Hillary Clinton.
That's true.
Or the dumb fucks over at Huffington Post.
That's true. Or the dumb fucks at Fox News.
Other than that, we respect women.
Yeah. We respect most women.
Yeah, if she's too drunk, obviously you can't. But if she, you know, if she's hitting on you...
Well, and so, like, you have me, and I grew up, like, always, like, fat and the friend and not the boyfriend. So it's never, again, been an instinct where I'm like, oh, I should talk to this girl. But, like, at this point in my life, I had, like, lost a bunch of weight, and I felt good about myself, and I'm like, well, maybe she is hitting on me, so I should say something. And I, like, had that internal debate for all of 2.5 fucking minutes while I just felt her fishing around in my back pocket. I'm like, all right, okay, I'm gonna say something. So I turn around to talk to her. I'm like, hey, I look. Her hand is still in my pocket, fingers still moving, while she's making out with another dude.
Oh, she thought it was his ass.
I don't fucking know, dude. The physics of it were mind-boggling.
That's confusing. That's really, really, really confusing.
I don't know if it was like, well, this guy's a great kisser, but this one's got a better nice ass. I'm going to have my cake and eat it, too.
I'm going to take
them both home. Yeah. Well, you come home. I'm going to fuck this guy, but I want to touch your ass the whole time.
He's
going to
fuck me, but I'm going to grab your ass.
I'd do it. That's the thing.
What? No.
Sure. Yeah. Like, you guys got some snacks or something? I'm going to get bored just...
Standing here with my booty out.
Providing this bare ass for you.
Want me to pose?
I mean, I don't know. Do you like it better if I'm on tippy toes? You know, do the flex, the maxim?
Down on all fours?
You want this spread open?
Spread eagle?
You do not want this spread, trust me. We've been dancing at a concert and I'm not known as a very diligent wiper.
I can treat my body like lox on a bagel and spread them, but you don't want to see that.
You'll get all the smoky flavor.
Yeah, he came over and he spread his body like a lox.
He had a nice schmear in his ass.
Schmear.
He smeared this butthole.
Oh, jeez.
Wide open for us.
He came prepared. It says he had a speculum in everything.
He put some capers in his butthole ass.
Oh, God! I fucking hate capers.
I hate capers so much, dude.
People put that shit in your salmon and I just start, get it away. Get it away now. You're ruining these fucking salmon.
I learned I had to ask if I ever got a schmear, if I ever got bagel and a lox. I'm like, don't put fucking capers on it.
They make me so angry. It's like, what are they? And they don't, if anything, they take away from the sandwich. They don't add flavor. They add, oh, what am I chewing? Something bad.
It's a briny little shit pea.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Unreal.
What's the fucking point?
Unfucking-real.
I get tomato, and even that, I'm like, I like tomatoes, I don't know about tomatoes on lox. For me, I kind of go, schmear, the salmon, and the onion.
I, until last year, was always, I'm always down with the, it's a Christmas thing for us. We get the smoked salmon,
yep,
the cream cheese, and the pumpernickel snack size bread. The little tiny, you know, for, appetizers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's great. And I'd never had, like, It's almost the same fucking thing. Smoked salmon and Gravlax. It's like the same thing. Mm-hmm. One's like brined. It's a tiny bit different. I don't know. I still am not sure the difference, but I had that from Falls General for the sandwich, like a schmear with that and the capers, except I obviously took all the capers off, and they put the tomato and like bean sprouts, I think. Which I never eat bean sprouts either, but I was like, fuck it, leave it on. And I mean, it was plenty good. I liked it. The tomato did make it a little bit different, but it was a nice change up from just the open face salmon.
Yeah. And it can go either way. If it's like a nice sweet tomato and everything else is like locked in strong and it's all working together, it's great. But then you get that like woody centerpiece of the tomato. Like, we didn't do a good enough job cutting through it.
Yeah, I hate that. You gotta cut. I always, when I do my veggies, like some places just use everything. It's like, I always take out the very center of the tomato because of how like dense it is.
Yeah.
I normally, depending on what it looks like with garlic, like split each piece open and then take out like the other part of the garlic that's growing inside of it.
Interesting.
Because sometimes it's like really green.
Yeah.
And like thoroughly growing. Other times it's just the same color as the regular garlic. And then if that's the case, then I'll just chop the whole thing instead of splitting it. I don't know if there's any difference.
Honestly,
I think you could, even if it's got green on the inside, I think it's still fine to eat, but I just mentally cannot do it.
Yeah.
It's like, I fucking hate cherry tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes are such a cop-out.
Really?
Yeah, like, the texture in a salad, I fucking hate it. I'd rather have, like, a regular tomato diced or in, like, little chunky pieces than fucking cherry tomatoes. Like, I hate those fucking things.
Interesting. Because I go that way about fucking lettuce. I can't do, like, iceberg or romaine. I
love
like,
iceberg. Oof. Iceberg, it's just so crunchy.
See, and I feel like in another lifetime I could have liked it, but I grew up with those fucking strict German grandparents who forced you to eat everything.
Which kind of lettuce did you grow up eating and shit if you had to?
Iceberg.
Like, yes, okay. See, I always liked it, so I didn't mind. Like, the really leafy shit when I was young, I hated. Now, obviously, you know, iceberg has, like, no nutrients in it. It's just water.
Oh, yeah.
There's no vitamins. That's why, like, all the, like, romaine and the other ones are better, because it's all dark green.
It's like chewing on panel board. It's fucking...
But, like, yeah, I love it on burgers. The crunch on burgers.
See, and I've gotten to the point where I can eat, like, iceberg lettuce or lettuce on a burger, but my fucking grandma would, like, she was German, and, like, their cuisine, even when done correctly, is just a bunch of boiled...
Yeah, it's weird.
Nonsense.
It's much different.
So she fucking, her idea of salad dressing that she made herself was basically just fucking vinegar.
Vinegar and olive oil.
Yeah. With a little garlic in it.
No, that's what my Oma does. The same thing. It's
so fucking disgusting. And I'm just like, there's too much of it on here.
Yeah.
I did not yet realize, like, you should take a bite of it with your meat and hopefully, like, it won't ruin the meat. It'll help you get it down.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the one when you can't do it yourself and it's overloaded with vinegar, it's brutal. But I actually get that now when I go out. If I do get a salad, I'll go. I get oil and vinegar for a dressing.
I'm sure because they don't bathe the fucking salad.
They normally let you do it yourself because it's a very finicky thing to do and it's easy to fuck up.
Holy shit, they'd be like going to Al's and they vinegar your french fries for you. Like, please don't. Please fucking don't.
Yeah. I was just at Al's french fries the other day.
I thought you hated Al's.
No, I don't hate Al's.
Who hates Al's? Does anyone?
I don't think
so. Did I make that up?
I don't know. I think one time I might have said I don't feel like going there if we don't have to, just because we're in Burlington. But yeah. I'm always down with Al's. I went to Reroz yesterday, Irish bar.
Oh,
Jesus. Got a Reuben and Brussels sprouts. The Brussels sprouts were fucking balling.
See, I hate Brussels sprouts.
A lot of people do. Because they're shitty if they're not done right. It's like asparagus. Asparagus fucking sucks unless it's cooked right.
Yeah, dude. Oh, and I used to think, like, I used to be totally down with asparagus, and then I had to, like, start making it for myself consistently.
All veggies, almost all veggies are shitty unless they're cooked right. That's like, broccoli, broccoli's fucking terrible unless it's cooked right.
Yep.
Like, steaming broccoli, that's stupid. Eating raw broccoli, that's
masochistic.
That's even more dumb.
Yeah.
And then parents wonder why their kids hate fucking broccoli and all these vegetables. It's because you're not cooking them the right way. Like, now, the way I make vegetable compared... Like, my mom makes veggies so much different than she used to now. And I go, why didn't you do this when we were kids? We all fucking hated vegetables. And the shit... Eat your broccoli! Eat your broccoli! And you sit there chewing it in pain.
Try not to gag.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, there's a video online I saw where the kid's, like, trying to finish his broccoli. He's trying so hard. And he's like... He's chewing it. He's got his hand over his mouth. He starts... Two hands on the sippy cup. He's chugging his chocolate milk, trying to get down this broccoli.
Oh, no.
And he gets it down. He gets it down, and then immediately, his dad's recording. He's immediately just... The kid throws it back up onto his plate, and then starts to pick it up again. Because...
Oh.
Yeah, he just did it, because he was so determined to finish it for, I think, either dessert or some kind of, you know, bribe. That he just threw it up, and before his dad could even say anything, like he grabbed the piece, and I think started going. I think that's where the video ends. It was pretty funny.
Who's his fucking dad? My dad? Dude, my dad wouldn't bribe you with like dessert or fun stuff. It was all just threats. You're in for a world of hurt if you don't finish your vegetables.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Well, so you want to know what they do? So there was one time my grandpa made shish kebab. And it was like steak, onions, peppers, and tomatoes on the skewer.
Exactly what children love, because they hate everything except for the fucking meat.
Right. So, and at that point, actually, like, my sister and I were, like, kind of into peppers for some, because my mom would, like, cut them into little strips, and we'd, like, eat them for snacks. So we were, like, into peppers, but tomatoes were a wicked no-go.
Yeah.
And so we were having that shish kebab, and it came around, and quietly, neither of us, because we were, like, I don't know, 8 and 10. And so we were, like, not going to make a huge stink about it, because we're like, we're just not going to eat these fucking shitty-ass burned tomatoes on these fucking kebabs, and we're gonna let it die a death, and we're going to move on with our lives. So then my grandpa notices and goes, what the hell, you're not eating your tomatoes? I work awfully hard. Did I ever tell you about the depression? And we're just like, tomatoes suck. We're good, thanks. Someone else can have them. No, your grandpa worked hard for this, so you're going to fucking eat the tomatoes. No.
No, I'd rather... No.
Well, then your options are eat the tomatoes or get no more of your supper and go up to bed now. What's it going to be? That was the first moment my sister and I realized, like, well, we got offered a choice, which was their first mistake. So, we're going to bed. Good night, everybody. And we both got up and left. We thought we beat the system, and we're just sitting there, and we're, like, reading or coloring or whatever, and then we just hear up the stairs this fucking thunder of footsteps. It's my dad, and he...
And at that point, when you're in your room with your door shut, I don't know about you, but here, no matter what parent or sibling it was, I could tell who was coming up the stairs from their fucking footprint. Which was the sound their foot made.
Oh, yeah. It was like Jurassic Park, where you, like, watch the ripples in the little cup of water, and you know you're fucked. Because it's dad, and dad's coming, and something tells me he didn't back down on his position.
He's now gone back on his word of giving us an option.
Big time. He kicks in the fucking door with two full skewers of just tomatoes. It's not like he brought up kebabs. He brought up just tomatoes. You're gonna sit here and eat every goddamn one? And we're like, no, you gave us the option. We took the other option.
This is why kids kill their parents. This is why the Menendez twins killed their parents, because they
very true
force fed them tomatoes,
dude. And then I was telling the story in the car on the ride up to the concert the other night. He thought I was too fat as a little kid. Well, I was, but he was like, you're a fat little kid, which means you're gonna be a fat adult, which is embarrassing. Never mind your health, it's just embarrassing. So, we're gonna go for a run. And we fucking went running on, like, a 95 degree day out on this fucking trail at my grandparents. And I ran so hard at such a clip for so long that I shit my pants. He got so fucking mad at me. You did that on purpose to get out of this.
It's unreal.
It's like, I didn't. I can't breathe. Oh, good times.
See, that's child abuse. That is fucking child abuse.
Sorry, Dad. Didn't mean to ouch you on the podcast. But you did do all this shit, so your move.
yeah, that's crazy. Like, that's, get on out there, I'm going to chase you in the truck.
Basically.
That's awful.
Basically. Oh, man. I just remember, because, like, I only have one male cousin, and he's what the Italians call cogoniaki, which basically means big, fat, dumb piece of shit. And he was always the cautionary tale. My dad's like, you have one more piece of bread, you're going to look like that when you're his age. Oh. You want to look like him? And I'd start crying. No!
My God.
But I love bread, though.
Oh, the carbs are the best.
They really fucking are.
They're awful, though. They're so good. Everything carbs is good.
They're the nutritional... I mean, you need some, you need quality carbs.
Yeah, but you need the protein for sustenance. Because if you just eat carbs... You're going to be eating all the time because the carbs doesn't fill you up.
Like, I want to, on a scientific level, because Rory's not fat. Rory's fucking still rail thin.
Yeah, but this will come back to haunt him.
This will come back. I want to see.
Now, you know what? It won't. Because his isn't the lucky, eat whatever you want, and then blow up later on. Look at his entire family.
That's true.
He has the strict genetics that will allow him... to prosper.
Fucking asshole.
But however, when it comes to testing the blood test later on, his insides will be dying.
That's what I want to see right now, is like, what would like a blood mock-up look like for Rory right now?
What are his triglycerides at? what's the LDL? What's the HDL? What's the sugar content? I want the deets on his blood work.
I'm fascinated by it, because I can only really speak to the time in my life where I pretty much saw him take every meal, and it was 2 Eggo waffles in the morning with peanut butter, and then it was boiled macaroni with butter and Parmesan cheese for lunch, and then it was like 6 taquitos that he'd bake on a baking sheet, and then maybe some cereal for a fourth meal.
The most vitamins are from the cereal because it's fortified.
Probably the fucking milk that he drank it with, yeah. I mean, it was fascinating.
Yeah, now I got a guy I work with, and he's just, like, so unfucking healthy. Like, I literally, sometimes, I'm like, I give you 10 years to live. People are like, that's terrible. I go, it's terrible, but it's probably true. Probably going to get a blood infection.
It's not necessarily a judgment thing, it's just an observation, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, it's a hypothesis. This is an educated guess. This isn't just going, yeah, he's got 10 years. No, I've thought this out.
Yeah.
I can't believe he doesn't have diabetes yet.
Dude. And, like...
Some of the people I work with, the shit they drink all day, one dude, it's like, boom, 2 Monsters a day, or, like, 2 Nosses. Like, other ones, it's iced tea, not, like, it's just iced tea, which is... so much sugar in iced tea.
Oh,
it's the same as soda. And it's just people drinking stuff left and right. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well, people don't read labels. They just see, no calories.
They do. I talk about it all the time. And they're just like, huh. But they know it's a lot of sugar. But at the same time, they don't understand, how much it is.
Right. And, you can get your natural sugars from a piece of fucking fruit. And then you should be drinking a fuckload of water all day.
Not too much water. Everyone overdoes it with the water. I need to drink more water. I drink too little. I was talking to one guy at work, a different one. He's like, I hate water. I don't drink it. He just drinks.
Okay, bro.
He honestly doesn't. I've never seen
him. No, I'm saying good fucking luck with that, man.
For now. Oh, he also has diabetes.
Well, there you go.
Also, it's uncontrolled because he doesn't use the little stick thing to see what his blood sugar's at. I just say him... When I worked with him the one time, it was, eat some snacks, drink this, time for my shot, and just takes a random amount of insulin out, and just plop!
What?
I was like, that's not, this is not controlled diabetes. This is not how you do this. This is how people die.
Holy shit.
Oh, look, he used too much. He's in an insulin coma.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
Like, it's unreal. Unreal.
The wild swings some people take with their fucking health.
Dude,
and
you
again,
know what it is? It's the wild west of diabetes. You have everyone else with diabetes who follows the rules strict to the law. And then you got the wild west where people play it loose and fast with the insulin.
Instead of six shooters, they're just spinning little syringes on their fingers.
Yes, this could be a comedy.
The Wild West of Diabetes. That's the episode title. But,
people losing foots left and right.
I knew a guy. He lost both his feet. And all the vision in his left eye.
That ocular degeneration.
It's no fucking laughing matter. Except we laugh when he drives his wheelchair into the wall on accident because he can't see for clearance. It's a little less hurtful if you say it as an Australian guy. Yeah, I get why really Jim Jeffries gets away with what he gets away with. It's such a goddamn charming accent. Even though it is kind of a hick version of a British accent.
I love it.
It's the best one, though.
I fucking love it. Them, and they're going to hate it because everyone puts them together. I'm not putting them together. It's the two best fucking accents is theirs and New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. The Kiwi. Australians are all like, where's the car? And in New Zealand, we're all like, where's the car? You ever watch Flight of the Conchords?
No! Oh my! Rory's watching Superman. Not Superman. Future Man.
Oh, that's really good too.
Who's in that? Because he said there's a bunch of people, but I wouldn't recognize them, like, famous-wise.
In
Future Man.
Future Man? Do you remember from the Hunger Games movies? Peter Malak.
Yeah, the other main character.
Yes.
Yes.
He's the main character in Future Man.
Okay.
And it's him. Do you ever see the show Happy Endings?
No.
Did you remember in Wrecked, the flight attendant that went crazy?
Yes.
That woman.
Oh, no.
She's somebody, the other main guy was like not really in anything. He's pretty new, but he steals the show. He's incredible.
I'll have to check it out.
You should. I don't even want to like say too much about it. It's just a really good show.
Speaking of shows.
Ah, yes. There's
some shows on Netflix. I recently watched, some food shows. One of them, Netflix, it picked up Somebody Feed Phil. It used to be called something else on a regular TV station. It got dropped. And they changed the title just a tiny bit. It's called Somebody Feed Phil. It's Phil Rosenthal. He was a writer on Everyone Loves Raymond.
Okay.
He's like one of the main writers on that.
All right.
And he like loves food and always wanted to go around and eat food. So he's like, why not have my brother like produce a show and record everything? And he made a show out of it. And the one that Netflix produced is better than the other one. But they have both of them on Netflix.
Jesus.
It's at first I wasn't that into it, and he's a quirky guy. But then I came to enjoy his quirkiness and weird.
Like how so?
Just like facial expressions and noises he makes. So there's that, and then Ugly Delicious. Now,
okay, I've heard of that one.
I have not seen a food show I've enjoyed this much in a very long time. Like, I really love this show. Like, it's up there with the Anthony Bourdain shows, which I'm, like, in college, my TV was on Travel Channel all the time, and Bourdain was on the time. Love that. Love Bourdain shows. And I don't care if he's an asshole. Yeah,
no.
He is an asshole.
At some point, dude, like, I don't know.
He made it. He worked his way up. He did his time, and now he's doing this. He doesn't want to be a full-time chef anymore. He did his time. He lived a crazy life.
Are you
and
having...
Now he's just going around, showing people where to stop for layovers. The Layover's a great show.
So are you having fun watching him? Like, that's what fucking matters.
Exactly.
You know,
it's
like...
way better than fucking Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman. Fucking hate that.
That's
show.
A hack show.
That one.
I'll go
is
on record
tough
with that.
To watch. That guy's past though. Rough. Streets of New York. Sucking dicks for drugs. Yep.
Wait. Andrew Zimmern.
Yep.
That guy.
Hell yeah.
See, I can totally
crazy,
buy it. Looking at him.
Crazy backstory. He really turned his life around.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean,
anytime
good,
I watch
him
eat a piece of meat from now on, I'm gonna see it differently.
But I hate his show.
His show sucks.
But Ugly Delicious.
His show sucks.
Ugly Delicious is potentially one of my new favorite food shows.
That's a ringing fucking endorsement.
Netflix original. Check it out, people. It's wicked good.
See, also, I'll jump in here again. Anybody that, like, says they don't like food shows is full of shit, because that's, like,
We just haven't watched the right food show.
Yeah, it's the one universal thing everybody can experience and enjoy, as long as you find the right one.
Like, someone could totally hate Ugly Delicious, but love a different food show that I fucking hate.
Andrew Zimmern.
I don't care if you... At least you like a food show.
Yeah.
And it gets you into food. You know, cooking's great.
There's one out there for everyone. That's why Guy Fieri exists.
Yeah, there's actually... Yeah. Oh my god, Guy Fieri.
Did you hear about FieriCon?
No, dude. He got a picture with fucking Jordan Reed, the guy that just won the Masters.
Yes. Yep. Unlimited donkey sauce.
Did you see the headline that Barstool took a picture of from the paper about the Masters? It says, Jordan Reed finishes in pink.
Yes.
And it's like, come on. Everyone, the person writing that had to have known that's a sexual innuendo.
They must have sat back after writing and just done the chef's kiss with their fingers.
Guys, let's go get drunk. Yeah, they're... They must have liked that.
What a layup for Barstool. You literally don't have to say anything. You just have to present it.
Yeah, crazy. And I'm sure there was something else on Netflix that I watched. Probably an anime show that was all right. Actually, no, I was not going to endorse it. It was fucking pissed me off. That show, I don't know. I'll look it up next time, people. But it pissed me off.
Which one is this?
Don't watch it.
Because you were telling me about one the other day where it's like... You all are like spirit swords that like infuse you with a demon and like
that one was good.
Okay, so it's not that one. That one didn't take a turn.
No. I gotta endorse that.
Yeah,
take,
you
take the floor, Alex. Here it is. It's called Sword Gi or Sword Guy, and this show there's battles. It's great. Possessed swords are taking over people's bodies, and in their head you just hear, kill, kill, I need more blood. So there's just fights, and I watched the whole season. There's definitely going to be a second season.
Sweet. I've been looking for something since, like, Attack on Titan, like I hit
You'd like this one, probably. Yeah. I've also been fucking... They released it in Japan on Netflix, but not here. The second season of Seven Deadly Sins. So I've been watching that online because I can't wait for it to come out here. And I think I've got like one episode left. So that's going well. The second season's interesting. I think it's setting up for a battle royale.
Nice.
In the fucking third season. And for the last show I've been watching was Overlord. It's another cartoon.
Is that on Netflix too?
No, this one, I don't even know who produces it. I gotta find that online too and watch that not legally. But it's tough to find stuff.
Have you ever thought about... I mean, I don't know that it works this way, so I could be giving you the total wrong advice. But have you ever considered a subscription to Crunchyroll? I'm pretty sure that's like an anime streaming service.
Really?
I think so. I'm gonna look into it.
Yeah, please inform me. I'd be interested.
Because I'd definitely be interested in something like that. I used to crush anime, and now I don't like...
I just can't get enough, like, good cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, like, real quality shit. Like, I gotta tell you, I tried to give Adventure Time a try, like, despite all of my kind of feelings on it, which is like, it's a fucking kids show that a lot of adults have way too big a stake in. But I was like, yes, people say it's really fucking good, I'll give it a shot. And I tried twice to get into it, dude. I really did not care for it at all.
No, see, that's a show, like, me and my roommate would watch that in college. We'd come back from ripping a blunt, and we'd just sit, plop down, and be like, oh, Adventure Time's on. And, like, that's when it's, like, I mean, yeah, some of the episodes were tough to watch, but some of them, like, I really, really enjoy.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad at all, because, like the art is cool.
Yeah, that, and, yeah.
They do fun stuff with it, but it didn't...
I just like how different it is.
Yeah.
Like, the Ice King's ridiculous, and the Ice King's always, oh, Gunther! You got a stinky butt! Like, just the Gunther is his little penguin.
Yeah.
Like, it's just great. But,
There's
regular show?
Yeah,
we've with talked the, about yeah. that. The sound, the people that made that are really into the 80s, so the music is like 80s rock and stuff.
Which is cool, because when you think about it, like, not to sound like such a fucking hipster about it, but there are a lot of people that are younger than us that, like, don't necessarily go crazy if they hear, like, Pour Some Sugar on Me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's the song? So, in that kind of way, if you're getting, like, kids to
the show that
eat their, like, vegetables through cartoons, so to speak.
The show that, like, I couldn't deal with, that, like, was on, and it was, I think this show is absolutely poisoning the minds of children, was Chowder.
What the fuck is that?
It... super hard to explain, and it was just most of the cartoons are nonsensical, but they have lessons. But this show, I couldn't have it on. Like, someone had it on, I was like, get this off the fucking TV.
Like, what is it? Should I look it up?
Yeah, sure, but it is awful. And the only thing that I noticed about it that was, like, cool was the designs on their clothes. Like, as they walked, it was like it moved, like there, it was a moving wallpaper. You know what I'm saying? So it had, like, so each person as they walked, like, the design moved, like
it would scroll on their clothing.
Yeah,
it
didn't make sense. And I was like, that is really weird.
Okay. I'm looking at Chowder, and it's like a purple cat.
Yeah. And they got a guy on the show that's known for voices, and he does a lot of rubble, 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 rubble. Makes weird noises.
Yeah, this just looks fucking weird as shit. It's like this main character is like an obese purple thing that has its tits out in a lot of shots, and I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but I mean, those are some large areola on that little cartoon.
It's, yeah, it's that, whoever made that one should be ashamed.
I mean, yeah, this, I'm gonna give this a down vote. How about that? Let's find, what is it about? The series follows an aspiring young child, aspiring to be a young child, named Chowder, and his day-to-day adventures as an apprentice in Chef Meng Dal's catering company. Although he means well, Chowder often finds himself in predicaments due to his perpetual appetite, so he has impulse control issues, and his nature is a scatterbrain, so he's stupid. It's animated both traditionally as well as with stop-motion and puppet sequences. Oh, that would scare the shit out of me if it just switched like that. I'd be like, that would make me be like, you gotta get the fuck out. The stuff that I was doing in college, psychedelic-wise, if I walked in the room and I'm like, oh, a cartoon. Oh, it's puppets now, get out of here.
Yeah, so that's all for cartoon talk here. I'm sure you all thoroughly enjoyed that.
It became an unsafe place very quickly.
So let me bring you up. All right. This is like a short skit thing, right? And it's warning of the dangers of the beach for old people. Now it's old people battle ocean. And it's just they're trying to get out of the ocean, but the waves just keep beating them into the ocean. So they keep, like, walking to get out, but then the wave smashes over them, knocks them down, and drags them back out. So it's just keep perpetual beating.
This is something you saw or something you came up with?
Yeah, came up with. It says, old person battling ocean. Or old people. We could have a group.
That'd be a hilarious, like,
can't get out!
If you did, like, Ice Road Truckers or, like, tuna, the fucking, what's the tuna thing? Vicious Catch or whatever?
Oh.
Deadliest Catch? The crab thing?
Yeah.
You did, like, a reality, just old people versus the ocean.
I just wanted to have a nice day at the beach, but I got in a little too deep. Oh, I got a beating.
Dottie dropped her room key in the tide pool.
It took lifeguards 20 minutes to get the Ski-Doo to her. Even though she was in standing water.
She never let them hear the end of that.
That'd
be an incredible show.
I had something else written here. Oh, name of a band. 8 days a week.
8 days a week. I like that.
I don't know. We're out here. 8 days a fucking week. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
8 days a week. We only do Bachman Turner Overdrive covers.
Our new week starts on Tuesday. And then Wednesday. It's a revolving week. How many weeks? Your whole year would be fucked.
Yeah, your whole year would be fucking shot.
A whole different schedule.
This band has my sleep cycle fucked up. Fuck them. Well, speaking of bands, didn't you say you got a music hall at Pure Pop?
Yes, I did.
Well, let's have a share. So, while Mitch is preparing, I'll just say I had a $25 gift certificate from friend of the pod Dante and friend of the pod Andrea, and I needed to use that at the local record store, so I bought the band music from Big Pink. It was exactly the amount of the gift certificate. The band.
Yeah, nice. I used that as well. Down, also from friends of the pod, Dante and Andrea, down in XL. And you could say that either covered L.A. Woman, brand new.
Ooh.
Or it covered the used box set of, like, I don't know what year it is, like 73 to 79, Springsteen and the E Street Band Live.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boy, okay.
And I was like, yeah, you gotta get that. You can't pass that up for $25. That's hard to find.
That's insane.
Yeah, so I went to Pure Pop in Burlington the other day. And they did not have a slip mat. And they're like, oh, we don't have any of those. I was like, what? Is there a record store and you don't have a slip mat? I went to Exile to get one on Sunday. They were closed.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, God damn it. So at Pure Pop, I got a brush, though, for the vinyl to get the dusties off.
Oh, yeah.
So we got ourselves the Slim Shady LP.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I was like, are you fucking shitting? I'm about to listen to me some songs with Eminem berating Kim.
Yeah, some really dark, disturbed fucking shit.
Real dark stuff. So then I'm like, there it is, Dr. Dre. They got the Chronic there, which you have.
Yep.
Then they had, I'm looking at it, 2001.
Ooh. So.
Oh, I would have bought it, but it goes 2001, instrumental. And I was like, no! Why? Why print the instrumental? I don't want to make up my own raps to the beats.
Right.
There's no need. The greatest rap CD of potentially all time was already on there.
Yeah, why would you take that off?
Like, what the fuck? Then we got Wu-Tang. The greatest hits of Wu-Tang. I mean, people, this thing is loaded. Gosh, read that.
We've got hits like Cream, Method Man, The Skunk Mix, Protect Your Neck, the bloody version. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. That's just side A.
I mean, it's just hit after hit. Oh, we won't say this one. This is Tanner's surprise gift for his birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. I told him what.
He's going to love that.
Oh, I was supposed to stop by his office today and drop it off in the morning. I forgot.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, I didn't wrap it.
He's going to love that.
Yeah. Anna, don't you dare buy it, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, Anna.
Don't you ruin this for me.
She doesn't even listen to the podcast, so.
No. I'm still on episode 4. Got the Gorillaz Demon Days, because Tanner got me the other one.
Now, what year did this come out? What does this have on it? Oh, this is, Hey, I'm Happy, Feeling Glad. It's that one. Wow.
Tanner got me the other one, which I can't remember the title of that album. It's right over in there. It's the one with M1A1, though, in 2000 or 20,000.
Ah, okay.
The Wall.
Oh, damn.
From the new print edition. This was the last one I needed to get to complete my set of the new one. Actually, I have to rebuy Wish You Were Here to complete my set of the new releases.
So you have all the old recordings, and then
all the new ones, and I have some of the old ones.
Okay.
I have the new old release of Wish You Were Here, which came out, I think that one got released like probably 7 years ago, and then they re-released everything this past year, and I got all those, and I have some of, like, I have the old wall, I have the old animals,
oh.
I have the old Umagumma, I have the old...
That's such a weird fucking album.
That one is, I listened to it one day, and I was like, God damn it, Sid. And then Primus.
Ooh.
And I went up to...
That's an interesting pick.
Pure Pop, I was up there, like, 3-4 different times when they had Primus sailing the seas of cheese. And I picked it out, I was going to buy it, and I put it back every time. And the time I went to actually, I was going to buy it, gone. And I was just like, no, you fucked up. You fucked up. And like that's why I bought so many when I was up there this time, because I was like, I just don't feel like dealing with it again.
Yeah.
I missed out last time. I don't want to miss out again.
Dude, there's so much shit that I want to get on vinyl.
Yeah, then I bought this. Ugh. I almost bought Tanner one, but I was like, I've spent enough money already, and I'm about to go spend more money down the road.
Dude, that's the thing. I'm always like, oh, God, you got to watch how much money you spend on this stuff. Nice.
It's a crate. It's got pre-drilled holes for easy assembly, because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
Mitch is a pre-drilled hole kind of guy.
Whoa. All right.
That's a compliment.
And, it's a crate, people. It's a crate that goes together that's the correct width to put all your vinyls in, and it holds 100.
Sweet. How many do you have?
I don't know, but my shelf is getting full.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd already paid for all my albums, and then I was, like, looking behind the counter, I was like, wait, is that a, like, crate holder for... He's like, yeah, we got some more over there. I was like, I think I'm going to get me one of them.
I'd like to try me one of them crate holders.
You don't want all this shit, do you? Hold your vinyl.
Oh.
I think I'd like something to hold my vinyl.
My shelf's awfully full.
I cannot do a Dewey Cox accent. I can't do the... can't do like, the weird froggy voice thing.
I'd sure like to restore... it's hard to do when you're sick, too, because I've already kind of got a thing going on.
Yeah, I gotta go repractice my Mr. Wynn. I gotta watch me some more Hey Arnold.
Oh, Jesus. Mr. Wynn, the most popular segment on the show. How did this happen?
We watched that full episode, and like then there's you've got the... I can't remember his name, but he's such a scumbag in that apartment house. He's always taking... Oscar! He's such an asshole.
The like Czechoslovakian playwright or whatever
yes.
he is.
Such an asshole.
You take the money.
Yeah.
It reflects the natural diversity of New York City. We just happen to have the characters done as outrageous stereotypes.
It is true.
Which is true. Hey, listen. It was a different
they did
time.
It, though, because they wanted to reach every branch of diversity.
Oh, yeah. They did a bang-up job.
They even had a pig called Abner.
Yeah. And Arnold was like the OG Brooklyn hipster.
He was, yeah. He is a hipster.
Yeah.
Before hipsters were hipsters.
He's just listening to fucking Joy Division and
jazz
writing
music.
In his journal.
He's just
yeah.
listening to jazz music.
I'm working on a robot. You can't come over. So did you... hear about T.J. Miller?
Oh, God, what happened?
Okay, what's
the last
crazy thing you remember about T.J. Miller?
Was his college girlfriend saying, like, he abused her and this and that, and I have no idea.
Okay. So, yeah, as Mitch said, to recap, T.J. Miller, who was Ehrlich Bachman on Silicon Valley.
Oh, Ehrlich Bachman.
You're so old.
Go kill yourself.
You was an old man. That fucking actor who's just a weird dude, but then you have to start to wonder after shit like this, is he weird or is he just an asshole? But, there were accusations against him that he had sexually assaulted somebody in college, and then, a new wrinkle in the puzzle, took place today, Mitch. I, can you fathom a guess what T.J. Miller is in trouble for?
He beat his wife?
No. T.J. Miller was arrested for calling in a false bomb threat.
No. That is the last thing I... Where?
The former star of HBO's Silicon Valley was arrested last night after calling in a fake bomb threat while traveling on a train to New York City. The incident in question happened back in March. He was charged with unconventionally conveying to law enforcement false information about an explosive device on a train. He called a 911 dispatcher in New Jersey and reported he was on Amtrak train 2256 from D.C. to Penn Station in New York City, that a female passenger had a bomb in her bag. No explosive device or materials were found when the people were, when the train was stopped and everybody was detained. It was discovered Miller was on a different train, which was inspected and found not to contain any explosive devices.
What the hell? That makes no sense.
He appeared to be intoxicated upon boarding the train and consumed many drinks on the trip.
So this was drunken stupor. This is gonna be funny.
Authorities believe Miller was motivated by a grudge against the subject female. Called 911 to relay false information about a suspected bomb on the train and continued to convey false information to investigators while the public safety response was ongoing.
What the fuck? That's not okay.
The charge carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison.
Oh my god, what an idiot.
He is out on $100,000 bond today.
What an idiot.
That's so incredible. Because we were talking about Sean Penn before we went on the air.
Yeah, at least Sean Penn never did that.
Yeah.
Fucking shit. Oh yeah, also this weekend, on Sunday, I watched the sweet, sweet ending of The Masters. As we mentioned the title of it earlier.
Yes.
What a fucking round, man. Jordan Spieth almost made a comeback at the end to tie this fucker up. Like, he made back 7 strokes out of 9. He was on a spree, and then he bogeyed the last hole. But he still would have lost.
See, I only, like, vaguely know about golf.
Golf, baby!
Pew, pew! It's coming for you.
Yeah, all I've been doing... Yeah, Tanner said... I was talking about not drinking. I was like, yeah, now I'm just drinking way more coffee. And he's like, God, that's great, Mitch, just switching vices. I was like, drinking coffee is much better. I'm not drinking a shit ton of coffee. Couple glasses. But, you know, what's the problem here?
Hey.
If I'm drinking 4 pots a day, yeah, that's a problem.
I don't see a problem until you start chasing black coffee with cigarettes.
Oh, God, yeah, that's not going to.
That's the ultimate combo.
Don't worry about that.
Except I was the fucking idiot that needed it, like, one morning where I fucking had a cup of black coffee and a menthol cigarette to start my day after a heavy night of drinking. Menthol.
Yeah, I was having coffee outside one morning here back in high school. And I was smoking a cig, and I was like, oh shit, the car's coming back up. My mom came back. What are you doing, smoking? It's like, leave me the fuck alone. Give me shit. It's like, I'm 18, woman. I can do whatever I want.
I need those cigarettes to be missed.
Yeah, that's real great. It's like, you smoke once in a while? Like, why must I get shit for this? I remember one time I got shit for smoking, and we went on a ride with Campo, so I was driving his dad's Passat, right? And he's like, no, we can't. I was like, shut up. Your parents aren't going to see us. They saw us. I'm driving, smoking a butt. And my mom's like, Mitch, wait, driving their car while smoking a cigarette? That's, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. You blah, 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 this and that. And
like, fucking Tony doesn't do it.
I'm just thinking to myself, that seat in between my legs was riddled with cigarette burns, holes, and ash. And I'm like, I think that's the least of their worries. I don't know. I think they might have been wondering why I was driving their car. I don't think they were worried about cigarettes when this seat is fucked up.
I fucking knew it.
How's it looking?
How's it looking? We're like about an hour 5.
All right, well.
Tight hour 5.
Tanner's honcho. Honcho, hold on. I'm gonna call you Berdondo.
Berdondo.
Yeah, take it away, Berdondo. Send it off.
What am I doing?
Send it off, Berdondo.
Oh, we're getting out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Well, let's let the people remember that, you know, whatever your religion might be, if you're religious, if you could send your prayers or whatever your group kind of does to Tanner, Engineer Tanner, who's dealing with the loss of his right testicle and the impending sale of his left in exchange for a titty, which, as we all know, he's going to suck.
Yeah.
Because he loves to suck titties.
He's a titty sucker.
He's a titty sucker from way back. And, you know, just keep him in your thoughts and prayers and cosmic screams and whatever tonight. Because he's really going to need it. He's a tough little guy. He's going to pull through, I think.
I think he'll pull through.
He's got a lot of titty sucking left in him yet.
He's going to make it.
He's going to do it. You have anything else before we dip out?
No, just that one thing from earlier when I said, tweet us a yes or no about something and... Oh, we'll do commercials.
Commercials.
One commercial, people. That's it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Tweet it at Skimbo Lounge or at Burrito Package.
It's all at Skimbo Lounge. Same thing you found us at on Stitcher and iTunes and Twitter. And
SoundCloud.
We're all over the place. So, don't forget to follow, like, share, all that fucking stupid garbage. And on behalf of Intern Tasty and Engineer Tanner the Titty Sucker, this is Alex saying good night. Go fuck yourselves. Good night. Go fuck yourselves. Good night.